The Unicorn King, Chapter 1. The full moon turned the world into a magical winter wonderland as Jessie's unicorn friend Gus galloped down the street towards Jessie's house, icy steam billowing from his nostrils. His hoofbeats were muffled by the light skimming of snow on the ground. Jessie stood on the front porch, her breath a stream of frozen candy floss in front of her face. Everything about Jessie was purple. She wore a purple ski jacket, purple boots, purple gloves, and a purple hat. It was her favorite color. She stamped her feet. Her toes were already numb from the cold. She saw her friend galloping towards her, his silver mane and tail glistening with frost, his golden hooves and long sweeping horn shining as bright as noon hour sun, even though it was night time and everyone in the house but Jessie was sound asleep. She smiled. Gus was so beautiful that she almost forgot to breathe. Gus slid to a stop in front of Jessie. His eyes twinkled. Gus. Isn't it wonderful, friend Jessie? Look at the snow. It's the perfect night for adventure. Maybe later we can go tobogganing. Jessie. It's pretty, but it's awfully cold. I already can't feel my toes. Gus. Don't worry. It won't be cold where we're going. Gus bent one knee so Jessie could climb onto his back. Jessie, her teeth chattering. And where is that? Gus. To a place where the grass is always green and the sun is always warm. Jessie, astride the unicorn. I'm in. Let's put that tobogganing idea on hold. Gus. Away! Away to the great plains! Jessie grabbed a fistful of mane as Gus spun around and galloped back the way he came, so full of exuberance that he bucked every few steps. As the snow-covered streets ripped by beneath the racing unicorn's hooves, Jessie was glad she had gotten used to Gus's fun-loving ways and had become very good at staying on. An ice landing would hurt, no matter how many layers of clothing she wore.